Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Folks, and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. We got a wonderful show with you with my beautiful spouse at my side, producer. I want to thank you so much for joining into the program that I hope you feel a part of. And pardon me, got a dry throat. Something that I feared might be coming in the restaurant business is coming into the media business as Disney buys Fox News parent company, 21st Century Fox, for $52.4 billion. I also want to get into the fact that we don't have and can't have kids. A lady is now in jail and accused of taking her 8-year-old boy, and he had 323 trips to the emergency rooms and hospitals and stuff, and had 13 major surgeries. And the husband tried to warn, but, you know, the woman's in the courts, it's between a woman and a man, they'll believe the woman 99% of the time. It's like if my wife was to say I hit her, I'd probably get taken right down to jail no matter what. A secret Santa, he's known as Santa B, reportedly paid more than $40,000 to Walmart to pay off layaways for Christmas for families. Talk about cool. And there was also another guy in Colorado that bought a whole Goodwill's toy store area. All the toys in Goodwill, he bought it all so that they could give it away. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I think that's pretty cool. This is kind of making me pissed off, really mad. Guy pretends he is a cop to get, like, discounted coffee. He uses stolen valor. Yep, I'm a cop. And he got busted. Probably when he went to go do it, hey, there's one of your officers over there. And he's like, oh, shoot. Want to get into that. Also, former Vice President Joe Biden confronted Meghan McCain on The View and helped her out when she was, you know, because of her dad not doing well and being there for her and stuff. And I want to get into that and some big signings with Manchester United. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of. Matthew 5:44. But I say, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Think about that as you're kind of going through your day to day. And hope you're having a great day. Yeah. It's been a pretty good day. I spent it with my mom, so I'm grateful for that. And I want to get into this because this is, I mean, I got to get into this first because you won't believe this. I didn't believe it at first, but when I read it, I just, oh, Lord, this is just bad. Colleges nationwide are teaching students about tacos, hooking up, country music, homophobic and racist messages, all kinds of stuff. They have classes such as queer religion and racial capitalism and what is it, like sexy vampires. These are actual college classes. I wrote down a bunch of them that they listed. It's evolution of a sex monster is a class. You know, I just went back. If you all saw that movie where they had the South Harmon Institute of Technology, and he goes, "Son, I'm paying for education. What class are you taking?" You know, let me see here. I'm taking queer religion. I'm taking you know, evolution of a sex monster, Dad. I'm taking hooking up, you know. Welcome to Hooking Up 202. In this class, folks, you will learn how to stalk someone with the dating app. That's right. So if you are on Match, we're going to show you the best way to stalk someone on this dating app via Match, that you can locate your matches and find out where they are. I know. I don't. But these are real classes. This is real stuff. Yes, and Tacos 202, you learn about how actually cheese is not really that common in tacos, because in Mexico they don't have dairy. It's very expensive and they don't use a lot. I mean, this sounds like something out of Bob and Tom. It does, but it's real stuff. You know, like, I don't understand. I don't get it. Democracy's Bad 101. You know, A Juju Ideology is Best 606. Yeah, oh, I love it, because my wife's got jury duty. So she's going to be like sitting in there. Do you find that, man, I just told her, just go in there, and if they start asking questions, I say, all I have to do is just look for the glove evidence, because if it doesn't fit, you must have quit. Yeah. I would sit there. Well, I'd love to ask a lawyer a question. How do I know that there's someone that's in the audience watching the court case isn't there to study all the jurors, so that if someone, so if we hang the guy for murder, they don't come after us and kill us? Yeah, but well, hey, I want to know what the odds of that are happening, because to me that sounds like very plausible that would happen. But well, that's what I was saying, is if it's that type of trial, to where like the guy's going away for like 40 years, it wouldn't matter. It probably ended up being because when he made a right turn at a turn light, he didn't go immediately into the inside lane. He went to the outside lane. They pulled him over and he had probably 50 kilos of cocaine and then tried to deny it was his. I'd be like, is that yours? Yes, sir. It's my medication. But yeah, I want to get into this because, you know, as many of you know, me and my wife can't have a kid. And I would do anything to, every friend of mine that has a kid, or my nieces and nephews, they're the greatest gift to me. And when you have a woman that's going into jail because her 8-year-old boy had into various medical centers 323 times and undergone 13 major surgeries. I haven't had 13 major surgeries, and I have a myopathy, and I don't think I've been to medical places 323 times, and I'm almost 43. I guess I don't understand. God gives you the greatest gift in the world, and that's what you do to it. I mean, I honestly think there has to be something wrong in the head with the mom. Well, the dad tried to do something, went to court and tried to, nope. Nope, couldn't get anywhere. And finally, I think it was one of the hospitals that actually bells started going off in their head. Ding, 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 ding. Hey, something's not right here. So, hey. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, and she's accused of injuring a child with serious bodily harm and all kinds of stuff. And I guess she has what's called Mitoxin biparousy, where they basically Mitoxin biparousy, whatever it is. I said it. Anyways, where I guess they get their kicks off of, hey, look, I made him better, and they make him sick on purpose, and then they love the attention. And what they found out is, like a lot of these, I guess it's, hey, they do good at the hospital, and as soon as they get home, they get sick again. And a lot of times what they'll do is they'll do the exact opposite of what the doctor tells them to do to the kid. If the doctor says, you know, give them cold baths, they'll give them very hot baths. You know, if they say, okay, you need to sit there and give them cranberry juice and have them pee as often as you can, and they'll sit there and, you know, not give them cranberry, just give them water and have them hold it and hold it and hold it, and they'll do the exact opposite and try to get them sicker and make them, and that when they take them to the hospital, oh yeah, look at this. So, it's interesting. But, I mean, I don't get it. But at least something is becoming of this, because between 2009 and 2016, you know, she had gone to so many hospitals and pediatrician centers, and the dad was like saying, hey, ding, 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 ding. And it was hospital staff that allowed the Child Protective Services after discovering that Christopher did not have cancer or any of the alleged symptoms Brown had listed. And she said that, like, I had a friend that had, like, an EKG where they check your heart and stuff, and they said, yeah, do you know you had a heart attack? He goes, what? Yeah, you had a heart attack. They can tell things from EKGs. And she was saying, always having all these seizures and all this stuff, and he wasn't having anything. There was nothing. The EKG, when this doctor was going through it, was looking at it and said, there's no activity. Nothing to prove he's having any type of seizures. And that's when they called the Child Protective Services and they stepped in. Well, it's like this. I was talking to a guy on Fox News on Facebook for a good while. There's a doctor that's accused of, when he does a liver transplant, he laser etches his initials. And there is outrage. He's probably going to lose his job and everything over all this. And I'm like, well, the bottom line comes down to this. Does this botch the surgery? Is what he doing anything to affect the surgery? If he is 199% professional, and he's just like I've heard people will do a special knot when they do stitches, and it's their signature. It's what they do. It's what they were taught. It may be somebody else that taught them how to do it, but it's just, it's the way they were taught to tie it, and it's their signature, and they do this knot when they do the suture. I mean, if it is actually endangering the patient, okay, then game on, you got a case. But if it's not doing anything to botch the surgery or to harm the person, then, and that's what, and then grow up, because that's what I don't think it never really said whether it was, it's doing anything to affect the patient or anything like that. So, but we'll see where that goes, and I'll keep you updated on that, because I think that's the one thing I never really got from the article, is if it's, you know, just something he does, and now they're all I can think of is Carlos Mencia from, you know, not for the easily offended. Oh no, my panocha hurts. Oh my God, you know, people are just getting their panties in a bunch, and I don't think anyone knows if it's affecting the patient at all. I mean, it shouldn't. I don't know how they found out if it's something that he always does, and or because it never said like, okay, someone's having a reaction or having like something wrong with their liver because of it. Or something. Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of, but it really didn't say anything about that, but well, anyway. Yeah. Yeah, I want to get into, as many of you know by now, Disney has bought Fox News parent company 20th Century Fox for $52.4 billion. And it makes me wonder, because I've said this about the restaurant industry. I mean, we're getting to the point like where, yeah, you may work for a leftist media or right-leaning media, but you may be owned by the same company. You know, I wonder if we ever get to the point where in the restaurant business, I believe in 10 to 15 years, and you've heard it here before that, okay, you may not like Sodexo, but okay, to work for one of these 50 restaurants, you may work for Olive Garden, but technically Sodexo is going to be the main parent company. You may go to Taco Bell, but it's going to be owned by Sodexo. Sodexo is going to be the parent, or Aramark, or whoever the company may be. It's going to have huge, giant conglomerates that are going to tell you exactly what to do, and you know, you're not going to have a say in it. And if you don't like what this company stands for, then you're going to be screwed because, well, technically that company's owned by California Pizza Kitchen, so. And they own all these different, and you're, well, I can't. Okay, well, I used to love going to Hoo Hut. Well, I'm not going to go there now because I don't like what this corporation stands for, and they are the parent company that owns. Whether that is ever going to happen, that remains to be seen. But, you know, I mean, we're getting to the point now where it's like, oh, back in the day you had choices. And it's like, no. Now you have like one or two companies that telecommunication companies that own everything. It's just how it works. But I guess it's going to be interesting to see if it affects only the movie aspect or if it's going to go into doing other things, you know. So I'm one of those people that more is better. I think we need to have a variety. That's why. But then more can also be a detriment too, because then you have to go through, especially with someone like me. Okay, well, this was on ABC, it was on Fox, it was on Yahoo, it was on, you know, Drudge Report. It's probably real. You know, now if someone dies, I'm looking up 10 websites to make sure, is this legit? Is it legit? So, because I guess some people think it's fun to say a celebrity died, or now that would be funny if you did like George Washington just died today, you know, something, a spoof, maybe. But I mean, wow. I posted this video on my Facebook and it's hilarious. And it has like a laundry basket full of holes, and the guy's turning on the outside spigot, trying to fill the thing up with water. And you're sitting there. And I'm like, yep, I'll trust the government when they fill that thing up. It's just hilarious. Because the guy looks so real, so legit, so all that. Great, great news, because, you know, it's the holiday times, and, you know, Santa Claus is kind of coming to your Walmart. Because an anonymous donor paid more than 40 G's in Walmart layaway bills. It makes me just want to go to Walmart and just put stuff on layaway and hope someone anonymously pays the bill. And if not, then try to figure out how to pay for it later. That's how I think.
Yeah, that's right.
But I wouldn't do that, though, because that's wrong. Because I know God wouldn't have mine paid for because he knew I would be doing it for the wrong reason. Unless I said I'm donating it and I'm going to give it charity or something, then okay. But an unidentified man referred to as Santa B, not Santa A, but Santa B, by a store employee paid off layaway bills for families who couldn't immediately afford Christmas gifts. That's the kind of fun thing that I like to hear, you know. It must be, I wonder if he's related to Jose's cousin, Jose B. But I mean, with all this negativity in the world and all the, you know, we all bleed the same color. We all come together, we're all one, you know. And to see someone just doing that just puts a smile on your face. Know that there's still good people out there like me and my wife and other and millions of people that go out of their way for people. And it's amazing when you're in the studio and you're, I've been looking for that for like 2 days. And when you're in the middle of the show, you remember where it is because you see it. And then you sit there and like, then I was looking for some tape and I found it. Oh yeah. It's how it goes. You know, when you don't need it, you find it. But when you need it, you don't find it. Oh, well, but this is pretty cool out of Colorado. Now, if you ever go to Ill Will or Goodwill, as I call it, Goodwill. There's a Good Samaritan that bought out the whole toy section. And that way, when families come in, they can, here you go, here you go. They can hand out the toys to kids that come in. Pretty good. You know, just, it's not a lot, because you know how Goodwill is, but still, it's just the thought that counts. That, hey, you know, I know people, I used to go there a lot just to see if I could find something that like a plate or something. And there's every once in a while I'll find something and I'll look it up and see if someone's selling it on eBay and see what it can go for. And, but, you know, it's just to see someone say, hey, you know what? I'm going to take $200-$300. I'm going to take $50, $100, $200. I want to buy all the toys. I mean, it's amazing. I found I have not gotten to use them, but I did buy some ice skates. And someday me and my wife will get up to Kalamazoo and we'll go ice skating. And I can try them out. I'll probably need some thick socks. But hey, yeah. I've only, I, And I think my wife heard this story. Me and my sister, we're at this mall in somewhere like North Chicago, in the suburbs. I think it's like that Schaumburg Mall, and we're in this. They have an ice skating rink inside, like a full-fledged. They have like hockey leagues for like pee wee stuff. And okay, yeah, I'm a 9, 8.5, 9. They give me some, lace them up. I go out there, and I'm doing all this stuff, and, you know, and there are people that have been, like, fifth time and holding on to the wall, and they're, like, you know, falling on their butts left and right, and they're, like, and this guy came up to me and says, "Man, you're pretty good, man. How long have you been skating?" I said, "Me? First time." Huh, that's funny, but no. "How long have you been skating, really?" I said, "That's my first time." I said, "Granted, I've inline skated. I used to, like, jump down steps and stuff like that and go down hills, you know, like 40 miles an hour and stuff like that. But, what? Yeah, it's very similar." He goes, "Oh, that explains why you're so confident, because going from 3-4 wheels to a blade is not much different." He goes, "That makes a lot of sense." And when I went to get my phone just to take a picture, bang, I hit the ice on my knee. Yep, I was done. And if I went back, I'd probably bring my knee pads. That way I'd have something to fall on, at least my knees. But it was a lot of fun. I mean, I found those at Goodwill for like 50% off. So I got them for like $5. Or no, I think it was like $7, and they're like $50 ice skates. So didn't do too bad. I mean, if it was like this Pro Line series, it'd have been like $700 ice skates. But I'm like, where we live, yeah, we're finally getting an ice skating rink, and it's like a little outdoor, tiny thing that when it's open, there's usually like 85 people in like a tiny. I mean, you couldn't hold a ice skate. It's just for like ice skating. It's not, you couldn't hold like a hockey match, and it was like really, really, really tiny. And I forget how many, it costs a crap load of money to build. At the restaurant I used to work at, we had a guy that was a professor from Michigan. He goes, "This stinks. You don't have a hockey team. I'm used to having blue line seats for the every Michigan game and saw all the hockey games." And I'm like, "Yeah, well, we got like a intramural team. We're like, but we don't actually have a team that like competes." I'm surprised they haven't built like a thing for the team, but maybe in 100 years, maybe. Because around here, hockey's not a big thing. But, you know, it was just kind of, it's just really neat to see someone go out of their way for and buy toys from Goodwill and so they can donate them and stuff. And we always joked, one of my friends, "Oh, yeah, we need to go to Beverly Hills. They probably got a Goodwill." No. I think, like, if they get things at a Goodwill that's very high-end, then they have there's like a website where they auction stuff like that off. And because I had a buddy that was addicted to that website. "You know, these are like $4,000 Italian shoes. Holy cow." And I'm like, okay, I could buy a car for that price. Reminded me when I went to Paris, and I'm like, my car costs less than that Rolex, and it can drive me around. Now, I guess with Rolexes, you can actually like lease them, where it's like you pay, it's a payment plan where it's like $200 a month, and then after a while, after like 5 years, you own your Rolex or some crap. I forget. Yeah, I couldn't imagine. Yeah, I'm putting down $5,000 and $200 a month, and I got a Rolex. I almost bought like a replica one for like $80 just for the heck of it, but I'm like, it's a replica. I'll pay like $5 because it's fake. And now they say some of these fakes that they're making are if you get a stainless steel one, they're almost impossible to distinguish because some of them are using real parts. They're actually getting a real Rolex faceplate. They're getting some of the real Rolex parts that are the less expensive so that they're not spending tons of money on these, but they're the real genuine parts. And they're getting the dial, they're getting the number, like the font of the numbers. So, you know, and it's scary. But then, you know, if you're going to buy one, if you want to waste that kind of money, go to a real dealer, go to a reputable Rolex dealer, you know, a really high-end jeweler that you can trust. You know, for me, I'll stick with my iPhone. I can read the time just fine. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of. And I don't think I've discussed this on this program. I don't know if I did on Tuesday's program or not, but I was going through some videos and there's rumor that by 2018's end, Guitar Center is not expected.